Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline,
we take a look at mosquito-borne illnesses. Mosquitoes are renowned for their infamous bites and nagging songs, but they are also feared for the death they cause through the transmission of diseases. The World Health Organization says each year there are 500 million reported cases of malaria. Of those cases, nearly 3 million die from the illness. 2.5 billion people are at risk worldwide for dengue fever, with a total 20 million cases per year in more than 100 countries. National epidemiologist Dr. Karen Webster Carr says the Aedes aegypti mosquito is the main vector for mosquito-borne illnesses in Jamaica,
which transmit dengue, chikungunya, and Zika. With these mosquitoes, they live with us. So they live around our households. They go to work with us, or they're at work with us, they're at school, and they're at church. So the breeding sites for these places are around the house. Any container that holds water is a potential for breeding.
Dengue, chikungunya, and the Zika viruses are considered endemic to Jamaica, meaning they are present in our population most of the time. Dr. Webster Carr says these three illnesses have similar symptoms.
Fever, headache, rash. Rash being more often seen in Zika and chikungunya than dengue. We can also have pain behind the eye for any one of them, but particularly so with dengue. So most of them have this almost flu-like illness and may have a rash.
Dengue is a mosquito-borne viral infection that can develop into a potentially lethal complication called severe dengue. It is found in tropical and subtropical climates worldwide, mostly in urban and semi-urban areas. Dengue should be suspected when a high fever is accompanied by two of the following symptoms: severe headache, pain behind the eyes, muscle and joint pains, nausea, vomiting, swollen glands, or rash. Symptoms usually last for 2 to 7 days and show up after an incubation period of 4 to 10 days following the bite from an infected mosquito. Severe dengue is a potentially deadly complication due to plasma leaking, fluid accumulation, respiratory distress, severe bleeding, or organ impairment.
Chikungunya, which had its first recorded case in Jamaica in 2014, is characterized by an abrupt onset of fever, frequently accompanied by joint pain. Other common signs and symptoms include muscle pain, headache, nausea, fatigue, and rash. The joint pain is often debilitating, but usually lasts for a few days or may be prolonged to weeks. Most patients recover fully, but in some cases, joint pain may persist for several months or even years. The Zika virus, also transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito, has been linked to microcephaly, a birth defect where babies are born with unusually small heads. It is also linked to Guillain-Barré syndrome, a neurological disorder resulting in weakness of various muscle groups. The symptoms are similar to dengue and include fever, skin rashes, conjunctivitis, muscle and joint pain, malaise, and headache. So, what steps can you take to minimize your risk of contracting mosquito-borne viruses? Dr. Webster Carr says eradicating breeding sites is first on the list.
There are common sites that include drums that are used for storing water, flower pots, water features are the usual containers that have breeding of the Aedes mosquito. And so we need to ensure that we don't have collection of water or cover the drums properly so that mosquito will not breed.
National epidemiologist Dr. Karen Webster Carr. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm.
Connect with us on Twitter @JIS News,
Instagram @JIS Voice,
and interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Healthline. Join us again next week for more. I am Twyla Whelan.
And I am Amira Mendez.
Telling you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.